This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. Dr. Andrews, we have three special guests in here, and tell us a little bit about the topic for today.
Well, thank you, Jason. We're very excited to have with us today some folks from our intercollegiate athletics program. The topic today really is about athletics and how it's the front porch to the university. We have with us Interim Assistant Vice President, Dean of Students, and Director of Intercollegiate Athletics, the Athletics Director, is Mr. Brian Hutchinson. Brian is in his 11th year as Athletic Director. Also have the Head Women's Volleyball Coach, Coach Jamie Gordon. Jamie's in his 12th season at Morehead State University. He's had a very successful career here at Morehead State. Jamie, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me.
And we have Men's Head Basketball Coach, Coach Sean Woods, with us today. Coach Woods, you're in year three,
right?
And it's been a great ride, hasn't it?
It's getting better every single year.
So we're excited, Jason, to have this group with us today, and looking forward to a spirited conversation.
Well, we'll begin that conversation after this on Shaping Appalachia.
Morehead State is one of few accredited schools in the nation to offer a master's degree in English completely online. Students who pursue their MA in English at MSU are offered the flexibility of a self-paced distance learning program and the dynamic interaction between people in a traditional classroom setting. Visit moreheadstate.edu/ma-english to learn more.
Morehead State University continues to be recognized as one of the top veteran-friendly schools in the nation. Current and former members of the military can discover much more in a supportive environment. Morehead State helps remove the barriers to your education by waiving the application fee, offering early registration, awarding academic credit for military experience, and accommodating military obligations. You have done so much for our country. MSU wants to do much more for you. Visit moreheadstate.edu/veteran for more information.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Dr. Andrews has joined us along with our guests.
Well, thank you. You know, as I think about it, and I've used this phrase many times before, athletics is often the front porch to the university. You know, you think about the front porch on a home, it's sort of the showplace. It's where folks sit out and observe the world going by, invite people in and the like. It's a nice metaphor, I think, for what intercollegiate athletics is all about. Brian, how does that resonate with you? And do you think that's a fair metaphor to use, the front porch?
Yeah, I think given my perspective and what I've been able to see in my time here, it's very important. Obviously, sometimes you want to turn the light off on the front porch if it's not going very well. So you have to have good athletics. You want to approach all of your programs in a way that allows them to be successful and really shine a positive light on the institution. Really what we do is, in many ways, we're a commercial for the institution. Really every time we're on the air in these communities, it's a 2 or 3 or 4 hour commercial for Morehead State, or at least that's the way it should be. So I think that whenever we are able to do great things in athletics, it really exposes the institution in a way that is very positive, and it lets people whether they develop pride for it or just some information about us, those are all positive things, and we've got to do a great job of being all of that.
Well, I agree with that, and you know, we have about 350 student athletes on the campus, and you know, they're ambassadors for the place, because when coaches take them on the road or if they're playing at home, people pay attention to how they behave, how they conduct themselves, how refreshing it is for me to be able to say at this place, we've had very, very few problems with student athletes. In fact, in many cases, they are model citizens. If you look at the graduation rates of student athletes, they tend to graduate at higher persistence rates than the normal student body. And many of our student athletes are excelling in the classroom as well as the court or field or the venue that they where they find themselves. Coach Woods, this last year, I think the men's basketball team overall grade point average was a 3.0, first time in a decade or more, I think. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, to the academic aspect of it. You played at college at a high level. You went on to play professionally for a number of years, and you know what that takes. But how important is it getting a good education while you're in college?
Well, it's awesome because it leads to, you know, that ball will stop bouncing sooner or later in your lifetime, and you have to have something to to fall back on. And I think being a college athlete, you're not only just an ambassador at the time that you're at that university, you're an ambassador for life, because anytime good or bad, something goes on in your life, they always reiterate where you come from. And it's just like, for instance, a prime example, Kenneth Faried. Every time they mention Kenneth Faried, they mention Morehead State University. So, you know, it goes beyond just your time at the university from an education standpoint. And I think from a school standpoint, we should take pride in educating our student athletes, because for the most part, people remember them because they were the bright spot at the time they were there, and people don't forget more so than a normal student who's not on the forefront within their time here. So I think it's major, and it's also a pride deal. You know, it all comes down to recruiting, you know, and when you have great athletes, especially Jamie Gordon to talk about this, and you have great student athletes when they're taking care of business in the classroom, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have success on the court because everything coincides with each other. You have great people off the basketball court who try to overachieve, you're going to have great people on the court.
You know, that's interesting, and you mentioned Coach Gordon in that regard. I asked Coach one time about how he recruits student athletes. In his case, it's women for the volleyball team. He not only watches the way they play volleyball, he watches how they react to when things go well in the game and not well. And then he's also very interested in their academic performance. The women's volleyball team has the highest grade point average of any of our teams. In fact, Coach Woods has told me that's what he aspires for his men, to overcome the women.
It's going to be a long haul, you know what I mean? But I tell you, you know, an old guy told me this a long time ago, if you reach for the stars and you fall into the clouds, it's not such a bad thing. So Jamie has set a high precedent within his program with high academics, and we're just trying to maintain that and try to, you know, if you're reaching for that, I think that's a good deal. Reaching for any team that has a 3.7 GPA, that's miraculous at any institution. So, you know, you tip your hat off to him, and he's set the precedent. And when you got people who try to strive to be great, you know, 9 times out of 10, good things happen, and I think that's pretty good.
You open a facility like the Eagle Center, you hire people, we get the NCAA grant. Brian, tell us a little bit about the Eagle Center, and then the coaches can answer about how much more easier it is to have a facility like that.
Well, really, the Eagle Center, we inherited a great situation there. When we built the new Recreation and Wellness Center, we had the I don't want to call it the old Recreation Center, because we broke ground on that whenever I was a student. That dates me a little bit. But we had this facility that sat in the middle of the athletics plant, the physical plant there. And Dr. Andrews and I had a number of conversations, and we talked to some consultants and some others too, but really thought that space lent itself pretty well to developing an academic center for our student athletes. So didn't have any staff. We had Valerie Usley was the one person that had sort of been in that role for a while. We knew we needed to grow staff if we wanted to achieve some goals, and that really happens because you keep moving the bar, right? So we needed to develop that plan. We were able to move Sarah Larson, who was our senior woman administrator, out of an athletic training role, but into this other role, and she's an assistant AD for student athlete services, which was really all of the things in athletics that aren't really athletics. That's kind of what Sarah does for us. Moved her into a leadership position, and then we're very fortunate from the NCAA standpoint to have an opportunity to look for some grant dollars that they were providing, and we were one of about 50 schools that were eligible, or maybe 48, something like that. And we were a group of 6 that received some money from them. So over the course of a 3-year period, along with some matching funds from the university, it's about a $540,000 commitment just to academic progress of our student athletes. This allowed us to provide them a little bit of money to program some things to make people feel more involved in what we're doing in terms of the student athlete community. That really has just grown and grown and grown. We have, I think we have 7,500 square feet or so of academic space. There are 30 computer stations and a number of different studying alternatives, and then all the resources we can provide them. Most of that is in coordination with the institution's efforts in academics, learning or tutoring type issues. We're not hiring a bunch of tutors. We have to run the center, and we kind of spend our money on running the center. But, you know, we're open close to 70 hours a week. I think everybody, each team has requirements to be part of that, certainly whenever they're new students. Any new student, whether they be transfer or freshman, has some time they've got to complete. And so we try to monitor them. We're on them. We're on them all the time. We know exactly what's going on academically with all of our student athletes, particularly if they're what some might call marginal. If we know that they need a little bit of prodding or pushing along to to be better. We know about that stuff. So I think we've had some success there. We're always looking to improve it. But I know by all of our assessments that we do and by what the NCAA tells us, we're doing the right kinds of things there. It's all credit to vision Dr. Andrews had for us and just helping us to get to that point where we need to provide that. I really believe it's the finest FCS facility in the country.
Sean, how much easier is it for you when you have a facility like that and a staff like that, knowing that that doesn't take it off your plate, but it also helps you when you know the kids are getting their work done, looking and gaining towards that degree? And that's something that you push each of them very hard to do, is when they finish their eligibility to have that degree in hand.
Well, I'm a product of something like that. You know, the University of Kentucky was the first to start a situation like that, and it's called CAT, Center for Academic Tutorial Services. So, you know, without them, you know, I wouldn't have been successful as I was in college. And I think every institution, in order to be have success in academics, has to have something like that in place, especially with all the rules and regulations with APR and things like that that the NCAA has put down on institutions, holding the institution itself accountable for graduation rates and GPAs and stuff like that. So, no, I just don't see an institution being successful academically across the board without these type of resources. And we got to continue to get them better. But I think we're at a great place right now, especially with the results that we're getting from our student athletes from a GPA standpoint.
Coach Gordon, you've been very successful here. Arguably, I would think, at least in my tenure, the most successful coach we've had, if you just look across the board at wins and losses and titles and so forth. What's the key to being a successful coach from your standpoint?
I mean, it's the same as being successful in any area. It's the recruitment of talent. And whether from a university standpoint and you're trying to bring in talented professors and faculty members, or enrollment services is trying to bring in and recruit high-level students, we're trying to do the same thing in athletics. And we're looking for well-rounded, very driven student athletes. And when they have a passion for what they're doing and you can share an institution's passion with them, and you can see the resources that are being provided, not just athletically, but in the academic side. You get to see and share with them the investment that faculty places into student development in the welfare. It is a very family-oriented place. And so one of the keys is identifying those people that are going to be a great fit. And Morehead State is a fantastic institution academically, safety-wise. And so really, once we can go out and identify some top-tier student athletes, can share with them our vision, share with them the resources and commitment that Morehead State has, and then try and eliminate the obstacles for success for them once they're here, it kind of becomes a pretty easy process. But it's not something that can happen anywhere. And I think I'm very fortunate to be able to do it in such a high-level institution and such an institution with such a commitment to student success.
Well, and it speaks a lot about the quality of the coaching staff as well, because that what you've characterized is how we're going to become excellent. And you can't be excellent if you don't have excellent leadership. And so when we hired you, when we hired Coach Woods, all the coaches we've hired very thoughtfully. I think Brian has done a really good job of kind of surveying the landscape in terms of what we needed at the time we were doing searches and bringing to campus talent that we thought would match up our institutional profile. And that's really important. There are some fine coaches out there that wouldn't do well here at Morehead State. And I feel good about the quality of the overall staff. Brian, do you feel that way?
I do. I appreciate you saying that. I think that, we have a chance to shape our staff a lot. We've been able to hire a number of people over the course of my tenure, and your needs change, the program needs change. Administratively, there are certain things at times that are important to hire a skill set for versus other times. But I feel really good about where we are now. Many of our staff are young. This in a lot of cases, from a head coaching standpoint, it's their first opportunity to have been a head coach, and so. You know, I've got to be patient with that, and I've also got to teach a little bit there. It doesn't mean that my way is the only way, but it's the way I want it done. And so there are certain things that we're going to do, and we're going to approach things in a certain way. I'm very fortunate that, you know, Sean's kind of already cut his teeth. He's been through that. Jamie had been through that. It was a Division II institution a long time ago, but Jamie's been with us a while now. But he'd run his own program, and you know, based on where the program is at the time you're hiring, the different characteristics are important for us. We've never been shy about going out and trying to recruit people that we think fit us, and sometimes they're a match and sometimes they're not, but I think we've had a pretty good track record of it.
You know, one of the things that keys to success is facilities, and I know that you've worked very hard to update the facility. Johnson Arena right now, Sean, going through a big major renovation.
No doubt about it, and everything's a sale, and Brian and Dr. Andrews have really bought into and made a constant commitment to enhance our facilities because, you know, whenever you bring a kid on campus, they want to see, you know, history. They want to see the bells and whistles because that's what everybody else is doing. In order for us to continue to have success, we have to compete and really get along and find out what the Joneses are doing, because you got to keep up with the Joneses in order to keep up with what we're trying to do to stay successful. So we've done a good job, and we're inhaling a bunch of dust right now, our guys, but I tell you what, it's going to be worth it in the end as far as how the AAC is going to look when all things are shaped up and said and done.
Got a new paint job inside and out. Got new seats coming in, too.
It's really a total facelift. We did some work on the outside of the building on some metal. We were able to recoat that. We've basically everything inside Johnson Arena, except for the actual playing floor, will have been painted or sanded or both in many cases. The hallways will all be painted. It'll be a brand new look. Number of things there that when people walk in, they're going to say, wow, this is a really nice place.
Jamie, tell us about your new world that may be coming to the AAC.
Well, we have a tremendous opportunity in front of us to move into McClure Pool and really repurpose that whole space as a result of the recreation center being built a couple years back. And we've been able to go through and plan what I think will be one of the premier, if not really the premier, volleyball facility. And just as Coach Woods spoke, it's important to athletes to know that they're valued. And I think when a student athlete, regardless of what sport, when they come onto campus and they see the facilities, they see what's been done in the Eagle Center, they see not just what has been done in the past, but what is being presently done and what is planned for the future, they get a real feel of importance. And they're committing a lot when they make that decision of, this is where I'm going to attend college. They have a lot of dreams and aspirations, both athletically and academically. And when they sign on to say, hey, I'm going to be a part of the Morehead State family, they're investing those dreams in. And so they want to do it to a institution that's going to value what they're doing. And what we have on the horizon for us is phenomenal. And we've already seen the impact that it's had on our recruitment, that when a player comes in, they say, wow, If I come here and I'm a volleyball player and I'm a student athlete at Morehead State, I'm going to be valued. I'm going to be somebody important. And the work and the determination and everything that I commit to is really going to be valued by those around me.
How important was it as a coach to have a hand with Brian and the president and everything, designing everything you wanted?
Yeah, it was an amazing process for me. Specifically, that's actually where I got my degree. I got my degree in architecture, so I think my parents are a little happy that I'm finally utilizing that part of my education. But even just the support from administratively to say, hey, this is important to our coaches. We want your input. We want what you feel is going to be critical to the success of this program. And that makes me feel quite special.
What we're really talking about here is how intercollegiate athletics enhances the university. We impact not only a group of 350 or 375 student athletes who happen to be here on scholarship or partial scholarship or something, but the whole student body. Volleyball here draws tremendous crowds, top of the league. You know, if you look around the Ohio Valley Conference, we have more participants at our games than any other institution in the conference. And, of course, basketball is basketball. There are some people that only will come to a basketball game because in Kentucky we love our basketball. And so we are that front porch. People do come. They love to watch. They love to hear. They love to participate. It's part of the fabric of what we do. And I really appreciate the leadership in the program from an athletics administration standpoint and the coaching staff. You all do a terrific job, and you're a testament to why people devote their lives to this. Because it's not about you, and I know you believe it's not about you. It's about the student athletes. It's about what you can do to help them propel themselves into a better life, a better future.
We'll come back. We'll wrap things up after this. This is Shaping Appalachia.
If you're one of 55,000 who can claim Morehead State University as their alma mater, then join MSU's Alumni Association by making a gift today. The Alumni Association offers many discounts, including Eagle gear at the university bookstore, membership at MSU's Recreation and Wellness Center, and season tickets for Eagle football and basketball. More information online at moreheadstate.edu/alumni. Show your Eagle pride by becoming an active alumnus today.
The Office of Career Services at Morehead State University works to bring employers and prospective employees together, partnering with students, faculty, staff, and employers to prepare MSU students for the global workforce. Whether you're looking for a full-time employee or a part-time student intern, MSU Career Services will connect your business with qualified candidates. Contact the MSU Office of Career Services for more information, 606-783-2233, online at moreheadstate.edu/career.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Dr. Andrews, a very interesting show with our three guests, and I know that you'd like to thank them for their time.
Well, I certainly want to do that, Jason. It's always a pleasure for me to have an opportunity to interact with our coaching staff. I believe that our staff here is second to none anywhere in the country. We have recruited the right people at the right time for the jobs that we're asking them to do. They've got a heart for students. They love their work, and they want to see our students succeed. So Brian Hutchinson, the athletic director, thank you, Brian, for being here. Coach Jamie Gordon from women's volleyball, Jamie, thank you. And Coach Sean Woods, head men's basketball coach, thank you, Sean. We appreciate all of you very much, and go Eagles.
Thanks, guys.
And, of course, if you want more information on the volleyball, Jamie last year did an awesome video showing what the ideal and the thought process of the new volleyball complex. So go to msueagles.com and hit on the volleyball page and find out more information. That's going to do it for this edition of Shaping Appalachia. For Dr. Wayne Andrews, I'm Jason Blanton. Until next time, so long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.